appearance is Josh. Paul is not with us. Seth is not with us. So it's kind of a strange week here in the studio. But we want to give you guys a heads up for the sermon preview anyways. So last week we started our Glory Gazer series that we're doing this summer. And we're focusing pretty much all of our attention on trying to get 2 Corinthians 3:18 into our heads and into the students' heads and trying to draw out some implications from that over the summer. So I want to read 2 Corinthians 3:18 for you guys again, just to get that set, and then I'll tell you what the next piece in our puzzle is that we're putting in tonight. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." So we're really trying to connect the dots this summer between why do we read our Bibles and how does that play into us being transformed? How does the Bible make us Christ-like? And last week we went to the end. We went to the end goal. We talked about what's the end purpose of it all, and that's to be transformed into the image of Christ. And we asked why. Why do we want to be transformed? And I answered that question with a few texts, really trying to get at, we want to be transformed because when we imitate, when we become Jesus, we put him on display as the greatest, as the coolest, as the most glorious. So our love for him and our desire to be like him and our becoming like him shows him to be the most glorious. So us becoming in the image of his glory puts his glory on display. So that was kind of what we talked about last week. And I gave him this phrase, imitation is the highest form of flattery. And so we flatter, we glorify Jesus as we imitate him. This week, we really want to get to the problem. So if the end goal is to be transformed, and we knew from reading that verse already that we get transformed by beholding the glory of the Lord through the Spirit working in our hearts, then we have a problem. And that problem, as always, is sin. And I'm going to just give them a statement that we're going to try to show through looking at 2 Corinthians and Romans. And the statement is this: as sinners, we are naturally unable to read the Bible for transformation because sin blinds us to true glory. So if the goal is to be transformed as we read the Bible, and we do that by beholding glory, the problem with sin is that we can't see true glory. We are blinded to the glory of Christ. And we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 4 to see that. So I just want to read verse 4 for you guys to set the context for you, and then you can engage your students on that verse particularly because that's the core of it. Paul says, and this is right after 3:18, so he moves right into this discussion. He says, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." So in essence, what that verse is saying is that the God of this world, Satan, and we're going to go to some other texts to show that our sin nature does this to us, it hardens us, and Satan does it to us. Everything's working against us seeing Christ's glory. And it isn't until next week's sermon, which is the miracle of sight, that we see that the way this problem is solved is through us turning to the Lord in conversion, in repentance, and faith, and the Lord giving us regeneration, giving us new hearts. It's a simultaneous process of us becoming new and being able to see Christ for who he is. So we've got this problem that we're sitting at this week. The way I'm applying it for the students or trying to get them to think carefully about it is really asking them, when you read the Bible, is the Bible boring or is it full of glory? Is it boring or full of glory? And I'm going to try to walk them through this thought process we just worked through of, it's boring for many of you because you have yet to be born again. You have yet to have the Spirit actually open your eyes to the glory of Christ. That's the main problem. So we're really going to work on that, kind of almost an evangelistic piece of it, of trying to get a lot of the students to see, oh, this is boring to me because I can't actually see Jesus as glorious in my sin. So that's the goal. You can have conversations along that vein. But I would challenge you to just have that conversation with your student. Is the Bible glorious to you or is it boring? And try to probe the heart behind that. Great. As Paul would say, go disciple your students. Peace.